I bring you Christ's peace, his grace, his joy, and I also bring you greetings from the saints in Kansas City. My side of Kansas City is Kansas City, Kansas, but we bring you greetings on behalf of the saints there. This text, being pastor in residence, I guess I look at this text and the first thing that comes to mind is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. So this is the text that usually, well, that is the text, the gospel lesson for the day of Thanksgiving when you have those Thanksgiving services. And when I look at this text, I consider it a sacred honor, a sacred privilege to prepare a message and a service around this text. But I would be less than honest with you if I didn't also say that there's that other demon on the shoulder. When you look at a text like this, oh, it's okay the first year out. The second year, maybe. But then the third and the fourth year, and the same text continues to roll around, and all of a sudden, all those ideas begin to dry up. And you've used every gospel handle that you can think of. And this isn't the only text that does it. There's a couple others. But this one's Thanksgiving Day, squeezed between Advent and the end of the church year. And those texts towards the end of the church year, that little side of you keeps saying, it's eschatology. And it just keeps on coming. It keeps on coming. Even the first two Sundays of Advent, and I've got to do it again. Peeper 3 begins to dry up after a while. And the late great planet Earth doesn't look so bad. They're honest thoughts, though, as I look at that text. And the obvious point of the text seems right away, be thankful. Be thankful. It's almost parental, the kind of message that comes to mind in the first blush. My parents went through part of the Great Depression. I know this phrase, be thankful. We got a new pair of blue jeans every year, son. Be thankful. The potatoes were half rotten. We cut off the rotten part, and we were thankful. The apples were soft, but we were thankful. Be thankful. Don't be like the other nine. Be thankful. Serve in a soup kitchen. Be thankful. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And to make this year even worse, it shows up the 21st Sunday of Pentecost, too. That's the demon on the shoulder. And then as you read this text, this unexpected words of Jesus all of a sudden pop out at you. Rise and go. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you well. Wait a minute, I don't expect those words. I expect words like, you're welcome. I don't know about those other ingrates, but you are welcome. But instead you get faith words out of our Lord's mouth. And that's the kind of thing that stops me in my tracks, slows me down, knocks that demon off my shoulder, and I begin to smile and ruminate. And the Holy Spirit does his unveiling work again, as he works through this precious word. And I begin to realize just how much of a Samaritan leper I am. I begin to realize how much of a Samaritan leper you are. So I begin to understand something as I look at this text. That Jesus' dismay isn't over their ingratitude of the other nine, but I see it as sorrow at the refusal of the gift of faith. And I want to know, in my heart of hearts, I want to know when it was when that Samaritan was walking away from Christ, holding on to the promises given by the Holy Spirit, he was healed. I want to know at what time then did it dawn on him? Wait a minute. He spoke the word. I am healed. He's a prophet. He said go to the priest, but he didn't say Samaritan or Jewish. I get it. He's the priest. I'm going to go back to him. He's the one I need to present myself to. And he goes back. He returns to the Word, to the fountain of life. And in the eyes of Jesus, he sees the glory of God unveiled. And he falls down before his King. I get it. That all the promises of God are yes in Jesus. And we are the same. I possess by faith what I could never earn. You possess by faith what you could never earn, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We are the same. We are no different. We are as diseased as this man was. And to this rotten flesh, to this rotting flesh, the Holy Spirit whispers the same message. Go, show yourself to the priest. That's faith. Faith to us. That precious gift of God, faith. The gift whereby God attaches himself to us. And then one more redeemed heart returns. And another, and another, and another. And with the leper, we return. With more than the leper, with the angels and the archangels, with all the company of heaven, with us and with them on our faces before the glory of the Lamb of God, we too say, no, we shout before our God, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory. In praise. Oh, yes. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain for me, for you. Thanksgiving, man. Praise that fills our souls and opens our eyes to the precious promises of the Lamb of God. Brothers, now I'm ready to face my people once again with a message that never wears out and with a story that could never be told enough. But now it comes from a thankful heart. Amen.